You're listening to the Make Your Extreme Awesome Podcast, starring Patrick Young, Holly Atessi,
I bet my Wookie,
Randall Smith,
Hadouken,
and Richard Elliott.
Elmo knows where you live.
It's showtime.
Cold, lucky like Fritos. Cold, lucky like Tab and Mountain Dew. Cold, lucky, very simple man. Big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Cold, lucky like you.
Hello, and I am petting a cat right now. With me today is Holly Atessi.
Hello.
Richard Elliott.
How's it going?
And our third host, Randall, is not here today. He doesn't even deserve a last name. But we have an even better fourth person with us today, a special guest, Dustin Berg.
Hiya, everybody.
Woo.
No hiyas? There you go.
Hiyo. It
sounds like hiya.
Ohio?
Bye.
No, not Ohio. it's in the morning here for me, so I kind of got up about a half hour ago or so. So
I just got up 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. So did some other people here.
Yeah. We got to turn on your spunky switch, as I like to call it. Just got to be all peppy for the show.
I call that coffee.
Oh, yeah. I don't have coffee, though. But...
Oh.
Anyway,
I could mail over some British tea.
Ugh.
This doesn't sound peppy at all.
No. Ugh. Sounds like herb water. I don't want herb water.
Herb water?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we'll go ahead and start with Dustin since this is his first time here. As in, so what have you been up to, Dustin?
What have I been up to? Oh,
yes,
in not just games, but...
Not
life.
Just games, but you can include them.
Okay. It's been really busy in the world of Dustin lately. Everything from work to attempting to snowboard. I can't snowboard at all. I went with a friend who also... thought he could snowboard. He never actually went down like a hill. I guess he told me he has snowboarded before until we were out there and, you know, we both sucked, and then he admitted that to the extent of which he has snowboarded was sitting on a snowboard when he was in seventh grade down his hill in his backyard. So that's not quite the same, I guess. So we gave up after an hour, I think, and $35 later.
That sounds
like a good investment. Yeah, it was what they call 15 buck nights. So it was like $15 rental, $15 lift, blah. Anyway, so I tried that this week. I am currently doing some homework as well, which for all the kids who have their homework know how much fun that is, but necessary.
Yes.
Because good grades, good thing. Gaming-wise, yeah, therefore gaming has been kind of lacking. Just Gears of War 2, pretty much. Though I really have an urge to want to go back into Geometry Wars 2. I get that, like, every couple months. I should. But that game is frustrating. You guys play, right? Yes, Geometry Wars 2.
I've played the original, but not the second.
You don't have You don't have the second. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Wow. Hold on.
No, really. Like Geometry Wars 2 is about 16 times better. Well, maybe 17 times better than the original.
I was never good at the original, so I mean.
I think I have another friend who liked the original and had fun with it, but then couldn't justify paying $10 for the sequel because they just weren't good at it.
Mm. You really need a third eye to play that game.
I actually have four eyes when I play that game.
Maybe
that's don't overthink that one, Patrick. Actually, maybe that's why I am so good, or rated, what, 55th in the world in sequence, maybe?
All bowed out to the bug.
That was bragging. That was a lot of bragging. But, yeah, that's it. I don't know. That's all I got. There you go.
Oh, yeah. So, awesome. Go ahead. Holly, what have you been up to?
Gee, Patrick, I don't know. What have I been up to? I've been up at late hours playing Left 4 Dead with people who shoot each other in the safe room.
No, I blame that one on Brandon. Brandon was being a jerk. Yeah.
Come enjoy my game. Come over and put on Left 4 Dead. And I get in there and you're shooting each other.
Wow. That's not very nice at all, actually.
He's not a good team player. Like, if I'm being jumped by the hunter, he'll be like, oh, hey, you're being attacked by the hunter. Let me stand right here and talk to you. Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to help. Now that you're already incapacitated, now you need a help pack.
We got him in the end, though. He was, like, on fire. Did.
Oh, that was so awesome. I told him.
You told him.
It was like, it's the first time, you're going to need help at the end of one of the levels. And I'm just going to walk right by you. And it turned out to be the finale. And he was jumped by a hunter right there at the boat.
A flaming hunter. And I jumped right over his flaming corpse and jumped on the boat.
Did you throw the Molotov at him, actually, to start him on fire?
No. I used the hashtag.
Ah. Okay.
Nice. A lot more effective. Nice work.
Karma's a...
Yeah, no, I'll just go ahead and beat that.
Oh, you can.
Well, I can keep spewing the words if you want. You can make this a beat fest. The explicits. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway.
Like a rock band.
The explicits? I'm sure that's already taken. I can Google it. I'll look.
Yeah.
All right.
And, I also went back through Fable 2 again. And did the Knothole Island thing and played as an evil person, which is pretty fun.
Amazing game.
It is.
So good. I still don't have my dog, though. I kind of chose the option. I didn't even choose the family option because I don't really have a family or care about it. I chose the million gold. So I'm just a lonely old man sitting in my ginormous mansion. That's all I do. Actually, I'm a female now, because remember I had my sex change?
Oh.
I did.
That's awkward.
Yeah. I wear a corset all around.
Huh. That's hot.
Yeah. And eat a lot of celery, so I look anorexic.
I didn't see a reason for a sex change. I just wear women's clothes all the time.
What, in real life, or?
Both.
It's like living out your fantasies. Mm.
Love it.
Yeah.
Wait.
Awesome.
Uh-oh. So, wow. Yeah. Holly, how about you tell us about the hockey game you went to? And the ladies, the Crack Rocks.
What? No. We have an AHL team in the area, and we went to a game last night. And they have, cheerleaders now, which is really kind of weird. They're really just bad dancers who kind of shake their butts on the ice. And then they go and throw stuff in the crowd. And they were throwing little baggies of something. They were.
Can I speculate on what the something was? I guess depending which city this was located in, I guess.
It's not a very nice city.
Oh, okay. Then my speculations are probably right. Anyway, did they have a cannon where they shot t-shirts out of?
No, they throw them. Oh. They don't even have a cannon.
Oh. I love the cannons.
Okay. Could have at least had a slingshot.
A slingshot. And actually, the announcer introduced it as, we do not have a t-shirt cannon, but we do have a t-shirt slingshot. And then she comes up with a slingshot.
Oh man, good NHL 09 is a good game.
Is that what you're playing right now?
Yeah.
It kind of is. I'll get up there. Yeah, I've been playing that. And I've been playing some Rock Band 2 on drums. I'm getting better since I got the Ion drum kit.
That game is like gold dust over here. I all the stores I go into, none of them have it. I keep trying to get it for you guys so we can play sometime, but it's a rare game over here.
I'm on all the time. And I play every instrument. In fact, I don't know if you know, Dustin, but I record this podcast using my Rock Band microphone.
That's awesome, actually. I should try that.
It's pretty good quality. It's just you gotta make sure you don't move it away from your mouth.
Yeah.
I do that every now and then.
Well, usually when I sing, I'm actually licking the microphone. So I kind of do that though, almost in a defense mechanism, because if you're like slobbering over the mic, no one else is going to take it away from you, right? So I get to sing the entire night. Actually, I shouldn't call it singing. It's attempting to sing. You know, there's that fine line there, whatever. But yeah, I should try that though. I should really try that. Doing a podcast.
I did an album. Well, I partly did an album. I've never finished it, but I have a couple songs recorded of me covering songs in Rock Band. It's really? Absolutely pitiful. But yeah, you can go ahead.
Give me a link to download that.
Well, one of them is you can hear the Eye of the Tiger at the beginning of the one of our old podcasts. Yeah.
Back in the day.
FFDF. Richard.
I don't want any background vocals on it, though, or any instruments. I just want your voice. That's all I want.
Oh, then I can go ahead. I can go ahead and send you that file if you want that.
I do something to make me laugh.
Don't forget the Pokemon theme.
Ooh, that's on my iPod.
I have a friend who I kind of sent the link to, and this like they use it as blackmail now.
What is it?
It's the Pokemon theme tune sang by Patrick and I.
What do you say, Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Yes.
Oh, Pokemon.
Yes, the Nintendo creature thing.
Okay. I see. I don't
filter, translate no. and stuff.
I want to be the very...
Not now, Patrick, not now.
Oh, I like that song a lot.
That's good stuff. I put it on my iPod. Every now and then it comes up and I laugh and I laugh.
And then you die a little on the inside because you know you have to talk to these people every week.
It's good entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been up to too much. School has been boring. I had a short week because the inauguration and the Martin Luther King Day. I only had 3 days of school this past week, so rock on.
It's been Obama. Yeah. It's been Obama crazy over here. I mean. I've seen a couple of people wearing Obama t-shirts around college. It's kind of nuts, and it's not even our president.
I the British filter again got me because I thought you said a bum.
Obama.
And I was wondering why people were wearing bum t-shirts and why that was a good thing, okay, or even newsworthy.
I'm sorry.
Gotcha, Obama. No, I'm not.
I shall speak in this accent from now on. What?
Thank you very much. Sorry. Not to make fun at all, Richard. That's not my shtick. It's a learning. I'm willing to.
It's a learning curve.
Yes. Okay.
No, I make fun of Richard all the time, and the terrible, terrible choices he makes.
Getting over my voice is like there's like a difficulty curve, like a brick wall.
It's like Guitar Hero 3. Boom. It's like Guitar Hero 3's difficulty curve.
Oh.
And then he starts talking about like these British snack things that are called weird things.
Java cakes? Is there Java cakes or Java cakes?
Jaffa cakes.
Jaffa cakes. Jaffa cakes. I know of those. They're like orangey something or another's.
Yeah, a bit of like a kind of cakey bread at the bottom, then there's like a bit
of... Is it a bread or is it like a cake?
It's like a cakey bread kind of thing. I can't really describe it.
It comes in a tube, like a Pringles tube.
Yes, it comes in like a tube and then you get like... there's like a bit of like orange I don't know.
Gel.
Jello.
Cream.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, we call it jelly over here. You call it Jello, whatever. It's like orange. and then there's like dark chocolate melted over the top. And it's... Oh.
Dog chocolate.
Wow. That sounds delicious.
It does.
Am I right?
Yes. You could probably find them in the same overpriced section in your retail
Marmite
choice.
Dealer.
The same
your
place.
Marmite dealer.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they were throwing in the crowd.
Speaking of Marmite, how did that go down then? I heard the podcast that you hated it, but I mean...
I spit. I spit into my napkin. It was icky.
You know what?
You like that? Do you like it?
I've never tried it. I think I might have to do another our version on the show.
I thought like kids are like raised on Marmite or something.
Depends.
For all the fan mail we get, there's like a like that's all the that's like the one of the food groups or something in Europe or something is Marmite, the Marmite food group. I don't know. No, it's not good. It tastes like salty beer dirt that smells like molasses and crap.
Beer dirt?
Beer, well, it's kind of got like a beery aftertaste, but it's like it just is dirty. I don't know. Ew. Don't recommend wasting your money on it, but you should try it though, I should say.
If you get someone to buy it for you, go ahead and eat it.
No, you should. It's one of those experiences you just have to do once in your life. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. You're not going to like it, but you just should do it. That's all I'm saying. We actually, in the next fan cast, there's going to be a little wager that me and Zav have that involves Marmite actually as well. So you got to listen about that too. So it's interesting.
Interesting indeed. Anything else been going on, Richard?
Well, I have entered a tournament on Rooster Teeth. The Rooster Teeth website. I have a friend on there who's running a little GameScore tournament. Whoever can get the most GameScore in a week will win. And I have been digging through my collection of new and old games, and I'm trying to boost my GameScore as much as possible. At the moment, I'm around 800 GameScore in. I haven't really got that many easy GameScore boosting games. But, I mean, today I purchased Lost. So, apparently that's quite easy to get them in. So, I'm going to give that a bash. Other than that, apart from Obama, O-B-A-M-A. Apart from going Obama crazy, no, nothing that odd happened this week.
So, wow, you're exciting.
Yay. Yeah.
I live in a different country, but everything I pay attention to happens in the country you're in, so there's no difference. You couldn't have tell us something like, oh, the queen wrestled a chimpanzee today.
That'd be cool. Honestly,
Obama wrestled.
No, I don't want to see any politicians actually wrestling chimps because it sounds fun, but then it's just like, are you serious? Like, are these the people leading our country? So, nah, I don't want to see that. Anyway.
I don't know. I think I'd have more confidence in them if they won.
That's true, but what if they lost? See, that's a.
Well, then their career is over.
Okay. So, nothing's exciting going on in the White House. Patrick?
Huh? Oh, well, me? Patrick? No. I don't got anything.
Oh, yeah. Charming.
Wow. I'm sorry. I had to share with you guys a picture of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that picture is rather disturbing. She looks like like a reject from Left 4 Dead in that photo.
Hey.
Okay, so we've got these hunters, and we have these tanks, boomers, smokers, and Hillary Clinton.
Maybe that'll be like a new class.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has an idea of what the heck we're talking about, but...
Yeah, we'll put that in.
Nobody ever does.
Include the picture. Yeah. I bet her special move has something to do... Actually, I bet she is like a class of the smokers, because it looks like she's getting ready to... shoot her long tongue out or something.
Maybe she's like a smoker witch combo.
Oh,
that's the update
nice.
To the smoker.
I thought when you get
Hillary
that.
Clinton.
Yes,
Hillary.
The Hillary.
Easily identifiable by her orange suit.
They don't need that red glowing light anymore. They just give her an orange suit. She looks like she drinks lots of coffee, or she doesn't brush her teeth. One of the two.
Or she can't afford teeth whitening. One of the four.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she could afford it if she really wanted.
Well,
what film was it I watched? Yes Man. I watched that the other day. Jim Carrey's teeth. My God. It's just they dazzle you and you can't see. It's that bright.
I just accidentally zoomed in.
Yeah,
it's not good.
Ta-da! How can you accidentally zoom in, Patrick? You were looking for that. You were like,
I'm on a laptop, and so the friggin' move it around pad. I have it set to the lowest sensitivity. At half the time, it's like, oh, you double clicked. Okay, let's go ahead and click for you.
Oh Christ! You can see her fillings.
Yeah, I was going to say white.
This is really disturbing. How we're having a conversation about Hillary Clinton's teeth.
Oh my God!
Maybe we should move on.
This is perfect for you, Richard, to go ahead and Photoshop a whole bunch of stuff too.
I've already got enough Photoshop work on my plate. I've got that's what my homework is for this week. I've just got to do crap tons of Photoshop work. But anywho,
any
pants. All right, well, we might as well go ahead and ask our special guest some questions while he's here.
Ask special guest stuff. That's me.
Yay.
Ask away.
So,
I think...
Yeah, that's...
Go ahead, Richard. I think I know what you're going to ask.
So,
one at a time, guys. One at a time. Please.
Don't rush.
No. That's the challenge. We're all going to ask at the same time.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. No. So...
Spaghetti sauce.
There's kind of this big news chunk involving X3F and joystick that we just all want to get out of our systems right now. Mm-hmm. What is happening to the site?
What's happening? Well, to what site? There's a lot of sites involved. I need specific, actually researched questions, Richard.
Okay. What's up with your joint, man?
Okay. Take two. What is... Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is happening to the site in terms of merging X3F into joystick?
Well, that's a good question you have, Richard.
Well researched, don't you think?
Yes. I in a nutshell, of course, all the fanboy sites, and that's quite the many. You know, your X3F, your PS3 fanboys, the Wii fanboy, PSP fanboy, all of them are effectively gone, right? As standalone sites, and instead, what's being done is the mothership, known as Joystick, is actually taking all of the content that was produced and I think, you know, all the staff, and rolling it into Joystick, into one site, one I guess receptacle of news awesomeness. I guess I compared it in a way to if you're familiar with like IGN or sites like that where they have their sub-sites, like the Xbox section, PlayStation section, things like that. That's effectively what the fanboy sites are being rolled into, is there's going to be three different sections, the Xbox, the PlayStation, and Nintendo section, as well as the Joystick everything section. All the staff will still be, you know, living on those sections, like, you know, me, Richard, and Zav will still be on the Xbox section. But also it means that news will be pushed across the various sections and shared, I guess, in a way. So, and then that helps. I don't know if you guys have seen sometimes with the web blogs, or the fanboy sites and how Joystick relate. And sometimes news is like, you know, a day late on a fanboy site, or Joystick is, you know, hours late on picking something up from a fanboy site. This makes it so that, you know, if there is some breaking news or something, you know, that a fanboy site would have traditionally, you know, maybe got a tip on or something like that and posted about. That news, of course, would be posted, like, say, Cliffy B announces, you know, that they are starting a monument in his honor or something. He's hiring some, I don't know, some company to build a monument in his honor. That's, you know, that's big news for Xbox fans, right? So that's going to live on the Xbox section. But that will also then get pushed onto the Joystick main page for everybody else to see, because everybody has to, you know, see news about Cliffy monument, right? So in effect, it's making it one tighter package of, you know, of news and one area to go to, but it'll still be a very similar experience of like X3F, for example. You're still going to get, you know, the our podcast, the videos that Richard does, things like that. But it will be, you know, within the Joystick community. So I guess that's effectively how it's all going to be formed. And I guess the benefits are is a much bigger community, more timely news, and we can all focus on creating, you know, even more original content, more news reporting, things like that too. So it's exciting to see the changes in where it's all going. So hopefully that answered your question, Richard.
Yes, yes, it did.
Well,
that makes sense, right?
I have a kind of like a side question to that. Like, you said if something's like big on Xbox and you guys post it on X3F, it gets pushed to Joystick. Mm-hmm. So does that mean it's your guys' posts that are going to be moved to Joystick? Like, and it's not like if Joystick posts something big, it's not going to be moved to X3F?
Well, yeah, as you guys are sure. Yeah, I'm sure also you're aware of the, you know, if news was posted, like, you'll see the via links. Like, if on X3F we found, you know, there's a story on Joystick, we'll via Joystick, but write an entire new post about the news, correct? In this case, what it's going to be doing is it's going to be the exact, like, if there's the Cliffy monument, for example, that lives on the Xbox page. That's where the URL is living, right? And when it gets pushed to Joystick, it still stays on the Xbox page, but the story, the exact same story, will appear on Joystick. And then if you were to click the headline, you know, to go into the story and all the comments, it's going to bring you to the Xbox section link, because that's where the link lives. You know what I mean? So it's not being rewritten for any part of the site. There's always going to be, like, one URL that lives on the Joystick network, and where people can view that URL, or where it's more appropriate, is where it's going to live, so to speak. So that's kind of how the pushing works. And then it works the same way if there's, you know, industry news or stuff of, you know, multi-platform or things like that that's of interest to many brands or things like that. It could live on Joystick because it's an all-encompassing thing. But if it's of interest possibly to, you know, the Wii audience, or like the Nintendo audience or the Xbox audience, it can then get pushed down into like the Xbox section. So you might then start seeing, you know, other writers that were traditionally Joystick appearing on the Xbox sections or things like that. So it's kind of how it works.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was wondering. It's like, are we going to see more posts from these guys or more posts from these guys?
Yeah, and we're also, you know, it'll be one of those things, too. It's not like, for example, if there's breaking news, you know, about something randomly, you know, on the PlayStation platform, and, like, God forbid, like, I'm the only one there to blog about it, I would take the, you know, the role in of writing that news for Joystick and things like that, so... we're actually, you know, the team is more coming together, but we all have our specialized areas, of course, that we're still retaining and things like that. So,
interesting.
Now you know.
And now you know.
Yes. Knowledge is power. G.I. Joe.
Oh, and the new website is sexy. I will say that. Everything's getting a new look. It's all pretty, very Web 2.0. Because, you know, I guess now we can admit that X3F looks like it was coded in 1997. Let's be honest.
Yes.
It's
very square. Everything's kind of like point.
pointy. That's not Web 2.0. Pointy things aren't Web 2.0. Come on.
That's what I'm saying, though. No. Old X3F is pointy.
I know. Yes, yes. It's archaic and old and disgusting. I can say
it has
that now.
Sharp corners, which are very unsafe.
They are.
Don't
especially if you
X3F.
Fall head first.
Chloe, I know you had a question about the sticker that you have.
Oh,
yeah,
stickers.
So my X3F sticker is, like, obsolete now. Or highly collectible.
See, that's... Yes. I brought that up because I still have a lot of X3F stickers here, and I brought that up on our latest fan cast. And we've determined that they're now highly collectible. See?
And you'll give
them
away?
On eBay, they will go for at least tenfold. Maybe even 12 or so times as much of what you paid for it.
Which is
how much? Which is free.
So they're still gonna be free?
Yeah. So they're just collectible, Holly. There you go. Well, it will be comforting to know, though, that if you type in Xbox360fanboy.com, that it won't just be like a video of Hamster on a piano or something like that. There, which I wouldn't be all that against, personally. But it will redirect to the Xbox section of Joystick. So there you go. Collectible, Holly. Collectible.
I know. I just have to find where I put it.
I need one. I don't have one yet.
I have a stack of them.
I'm kind of bitter about that.
I have a stack of them. Yeah.
Maybe.
We're going to have to figure out a new
thing.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
I have a non-new website question.
What?
Yes, it's kind of breaking the boundaries here, but who out of the three of you runs the Twitter feed? For X3F.
Why, do you have complaints? Or...
No, I was just wondering. I'm just curious. No.
The Twitter feed. I actually set up the Twitter feed. And I skin that sucker. And it looks like the old X3F. And I'm going to reskin it to be the new pretty joystick version.
That's it. I'm going to have a look at it now.
So, it's not skinned yet, though. It's not skinned yet.
Yeah,
and it's getting a name change, of course, because it's not going to be Xbox 360 Fanboy anymore. But anyway, back to your original question. I haven't quite changed it yet, so I don't want to say anything just in case somebody takes it. But your original question, which I think was who runs it, we use Twitter feed, which pulls in the stories from the blog, the ones that we think are newsworthy, and then the updates that are just made, by logging in are. Random. It's either me or Zav, pretty much, and as of late, it's pretty much been Zav, so anything that you see that has been updated from the online is probably Zav, so yes. That's how it kind of is run. Why? I have a feeling you're going, like, there's a reason.
No, I was just looking at the old site and just wondering what it was. Like the Twitter feed, who was running it, and it all seems similar, if you know what I mean.
I see.
Posts. There's like no, like, because normally I was expecting if it was two or three different people running it, then like the styles of writing would change slightly, and it all seems to be the same. So you two are pretty good at keeping the style the same. So kind of
word, yep. That's the secret of the feed. Very okay. Interesting.
Have any of you been on www.ultrastick.com?
Oh, yeah, the Ultra Stick. I actually have no clue. Well, see, that's the code name or the official name of now, of the new joystick. It's called Ultra Stick. And I have no clue. I'm looking at it right now. There's unicorns and some horrible fists through webpage GIFs.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's Ultra Stick.
I want to be a part of that.
To say it's 2.0, that's kind of like a Web 1.0 kind of GIF.
Yeah. But unicorns are very 2.0, aren't they?
Oh, wow. I've just discovered 420 is following me on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't know who 420 is?
No.
It's the guy who is like the community manager of Infidelity World.
No, he's following you on Twitter.
You just got learned.
I did just get learned.
I thought you said infidelity one.
Infidelity
yeah, I heard infidelity two, but as an also, but I'm not going to say anything about that.
Stephen Fry is following me. My God.
Would you like to tell us who else is following you on Twitter?
Seriously.
I'd like you to go through your whole list.
MC Hammer is following me.
Mm-hmm.
Feel honored.
Oh, yeah, you wanna talk about followers? Let's talk about followers. Hang on here. We'll talk about them in a minute.
Sour Not Hardcore, which the origin story of that name is So You're Not Hardcore. I read the Xbox thing.
Anyway, back to me, because I'm important. Queen of the JPEG, come on now.
Yeah, Ollie won that poll, so it's been going to her head.
There's not one X3Fer following me, yet Ludwig following me. Where's the love? There it is.
I can change that right now if you want.
The Berg is following me.
I can be bought. My allegiance can be bought.
A Barack Obama is following me, even though that Twitter feed has been dead for some time now.
He's a little busy.
Just a little bit.
My Twitter feed normally comprises of me complaining of the cold in the morning, and then in the afternoon of what I'm playing on Xbox Live.
Yeah, so that kind of does get a bit annoying.
There you go. Hey, Holly, how many followers do you have?
36 followers. Who could it be? It's Dustin Berg!
There you go. There you go, now you're a super lead.
I have 97 followers.
My life has changed.
No, I'm following 97 people, 60 what? Followers, and updates 666.
Nice.
You're Satan.
Oh my God, post something. You're bringing this podcast down.
Yay. Okay.
This is the Twitter podcast now?
Yes.
Apparently.
It's kind of.
With Twitter tangents.
Yay.
It's Twitter. This is the everything podcast.
Okay, we went into random topics a lot sooner than we were supposed to.
Okay,
more questions for Dustin.
Let's go back to questions.
Which, I got a good one. Dustin, share with us officially your tales of snowboarding.
it all started because I can ski. I don't know how cool skiing is anymore, or if anyone even does it anymore, but I can ski, and I know I can ski, and good. And I actually tried snowboarding, it was like 4 years ago, and I wasn't good at it. It's actually, I can never get anybody to go skiing with me, right? But I found a friend who, for some reason, was interested this year in going snowboarding. So I'm like, well, I could try snowboarding too. I could do skiing, but why not just, let's both go snowboarding. We'll kind of learn it together. It'll be kind of fun. It'll be easy, blah, blah. So we went on the cheap night, the 15 buck night, they call it, and on a warm night, because in Minnesota it gets freezing cold. So we actually scheduled it for a warm night, the cheap night. I got my hand warmers, the ones that you open in the pouch and you put them in the gloves, and I was ready, So we get there, we strap in our snowboard, and I get both feet in it, and then I look down and I tell myself, how do I move? That's what I'm like, how do I move? Do you know how you move in a snowboard? You actually only put one foot in. So I had to unbuckle, and then snowboarding, then it turns into watching what other people are doing, I guess, and then just copying them. Or that was my learning experience. So I'm like, how do you move, right? And then I see other people walking around with one boot in there. So then I copied. So then it was more go up the lift, go down a hill, and finding out that having 2 feet attached to a board and trying to shift your weight in such a way where you go straight and not fall over is difficult. And I think I was counting Maybe I lost track, though. It was about 10 or so times I fell over, and it was like high-speed falling over, you know? It's like you're going pretty well, and then your board kicks out, and then you face-plant into the snow. You know, it's like those violent kind of falls, and it took it was like that, and then we went on the bunny hills, but then my friend couldn't use the J-bar to get up, and then we went on the big hill again, and then we fell more, and then he said his butt hurt from falling. So then I'm like, well, should we just try skis? And then he said, my butt hurts. I want to go home. And I'm like, okay, we will go home.
Bless you.
So then defeated we were, and we left. So there was no blood involved, I guess. You know, no broken anything. Aww. But it was – what are you awing about? That? That's a good thing.
No. Wow.
Sure. Well, I know, but it's really a lot more epic.
I came out with a broken arm. It healed the next day, though. But
there you go.
Yeah. So we're going to actually try again sometime this winter, but go skiing. So I've given up on snowboarding for now.
You should just go to hockey games, because you just sit there and chicks will throw stuff at you.
Wait, hockey games? Chicks throwing stuff at you?
We'll throw stuff
what?
At you.
What?
That sounds like a
zombie. Or you'll get hit in the head with a puck.
Oh, you mean actually playing the hockey, you mean, right? Not watching the hockey? Or not?
I don't know.
Depends. I'm wondering why chicks are throwing something at me.
How
why not?
What was that?
She was talking about how earlier her she went to the hockey game and there were the ladies, the fake cheerleader people.
Ladies.
Oh, I see the I see now. Okay, see, I was picturing me playing hockey and then like ladies throwing like roses onto the hockey surface.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a
like ice skating.
That's a Zavism right there.
Yeah. Okay, but yes, now happen. I understand. Oh yeah, maybe that's
the hockey
what they
surface.
Should. The hockey service. Yes. Well, because, you know, I was being open to ice hockey or maybe even roller hockey. See?
What about
ice hockey is the only
derby?
Real hockey. Roller derby.
High five.
Virtual five.
I feel left out because there's no
hurt
real
my screen.
Ice hockey over here.
Oh, sorry. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Move to Canada. Actually, Minnesota is the state of hockey. That's what we call ourselves, the state of hockey. There's a song, too.
There's a song?
There's a song. Yeah, it's I'm not going to sing it, but there's a state of hockey song, and you can listen. Go Google.
It sounds to me like he wants to sing it really bad. It just sounds a little
shy. Don't even know the words. Sorry. So, any more questions regarding anything?
Why don't you know the words to the song? That's my question.
I don't.
Why would you return my calls?
Why won't I return your calls? Because you leave really, really scary messages when I didn't pick up the first 18 times. And I've kind of just, yeah. I actually filed a restraining order, but I don't think it's good internationally or
no,
something.
That's...
So. Find it to be just, I just avoid you. Sorry.
I changed my number without you knowing.
Yeah.
You're now calling some other guy.
And the locks. Some other guy. Oh. Anyway.
We should really have another game.
My cats are looking at me like I'm crazy.
We should really have another game of Resident Evil when they unrestrict the region lock on there. That was fun. Except for when everyone else was coming in and saying, hey, Dustin!
You guys could just come play Left 4 Dead and we could shoot you. I mean,
yeah,
not
no.
shoot nope. shoot the zombies.
That sounds like a
no,
bitching
no,
plan.
No, I would shoot them.
And you could
get Left 4
Dead. I don't have Left 4 Dead, actually.
What the
Why
heck?
Not? What? You don't have a lot of games.
There's only like one game
yeah,
in your catalog.
Let's talk about this.
God.
We need to get you to purchase another game and play it. And I think
I
it should
Fable
be
Fable 2 recently.
You didn't purchase
it. I played Left 4 Dead. I just didn't purchase it, you know.
You need to have another game to own and love and pet it, tell it pretty things.
But then Gears of War will probably, like, scratch itself or cut itself, and then it will be unplayable.
I'm telling you right now.
Gears of War is very handy. It can take it.
I see.
Gears of War needs to continue updating itself before. Because that game, I'm sorry, there were way too many bugs and glitches when that thing came out.
Have you actually read X3F today? They've got a plan for the third title update.
Yeah. In the works. Ooh.
With the market.
How many patches? What's your like the ceiling for where you need the patches to go? Like, what do you need? 5-6 patches before you come back, or what's the magic number for you? I guess.
I think when the game works, but it's to the point where I shouldn't have needed the patches in the first place, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, needing 2-3 patches shortly after... It hasn't been very long since the game came out. And it's like, really? A third patch already? Most games don't even have their third patch out.
I mean,
and they've been out for, like, whiles.
Well,
long whiles.
There was a episode of Zero Punctuation where Yahtzee was saying about how, like, back in the day, if you released a buggy game, he'd be trampled on by the company Brontosaurus. It's a shame.
Brontosaurus comment was funny, but again, I thought you said buggy game.
That's what I'm laughing at.
No, I said booger. Well, what do you think?
I know. We're not making fun of you. It's adorable.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, Richard. No, I think it's adorable, Richard.
I'm like a little puppy.
It's awesome. I need to get a lot of sleep.
I really need a better connection if you can't see. Can't listen to what I'm saying.
No,
I can't
no,
see,
it's,
Richard.
No, it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. It's me.
It's not you. It's me.
It's me.
This is what playing Uno with me at 2 a.m. is like, incidentally.
Hey, I'm sorry,
what?
Go ahead.
No, you got it, Dustin.
I was just wondering, is anyone planning, I don't know if you guys plan this far ahead or not, if anyone's planning on attending PAX this year at all, or even thought about it, or what your thoughts are.
When it comes
I think
to
about
Boston,
it I'm... very often, but yeah, I'm all the way over here on the East Coast. So
and you think that's
Washington.
An excuse?
You didn't go, Richard, so you have no room to talk.
Exactly. You can't go, and I can't go because I'm over here in Britain. If there was definitely a big expo over here, then yeah, I'd go. But
well, you started saving up like a penny a day, or well, actually, it'd be a little more than a penny a day. Starting now, then you could.
Well, no, since they have euros and it's worth more, it probably could be like
true.
You could save up a euro a day.
Damn you, flawed economy.
It's good for you, bad for us.
Well, all I'm saying is PAX is fun. You should go. It's good times.
I think when it comes to Boston, I'll definitely end up going. It's a lot closer, a lot easier to manage. We can probably even get Richard over here.
Mm.
Since it's on the coast, we would help fund Richard's trip to America.
He can just swim. Whatever.
Come into America.
I would actually love, probably next year, maybe the year after. Probably going over to America to Big Expo.
You can stop in Minnesota.
Or
PAX in Boston, yeah. You can stop in Minnesota for a day, and then we can go to the Mall of America.
We could go skiing.
And go skiing. It'll be fun.
Oh, wow. Did you just ask him out on a date, Dustin?
Yeah, I did, actually. And you're not invited. So,
oh.
It's a bromance.
Are you crying like a girl?
No, he's the witch. Shoot him.
The witch.
I hate the witch. I keep trying to get the achievement, and I fail epically every time.
Dead.
People
you
always
need auto. You need the auto shotgun, and you need to get up right in her face and get a headshot.
I shall try that.
I don't think you did, or you would have gotten the achievement. It has to be on easy.
It has to be on easy.
Yeah.
Okay. I shall try.
Good. deal.
All right. Well, awesome. Yeah, and Dustin, another game we need to get? Rock Band 2.
See, I don't play Rock Band or Rock Band. I don't play really any music game unless it's with a group of people. And when that happens, then, you know, they supply the Rock Band 2 and I supply the hard drive.
Here's the thing is Rock Band 2 can play with a group of people online, so they're around all the time.
You could play with a group of people
online.
That's
true. That's true.
I'm always on.
Yeah, but see, I enjoy the Rock Band 2 experience with friends, like the in-person, like people, like, you know, it's different than playing online when you're you know, in the flesh, so to speak. Not saying online's horrible by any means.
Say you don't wear clothes when you play Rock Band?
Who does? Really?
Wait, didn't we talk about this yesterday, Patrick?
Did
about
we?
About wearing
I don't remember drumming. Much about yesterday. You,
drumming.
Oh, yeah.
Drum naked.
No, I was in booty shorts.
Don't you?
Hell are booty shorts?
Yeah.
Picturing, what? Like...
You don't know what booty shorts are? Do us a quick Wait. Google search. That's all you need.
Should I have safe search on or off?
Yeah.
Probably want it on.
You are not wearing booty... Oh, my God. They don't make them for men.
Holy crap.
Oh, we covered the cross-dressing already. Why are you so surprised?
I thought the limits were Fable 2. Like, that's where it ended, was the cross-dressing. Ooh, I should quickly tell you guys, I didn't actually even mention this on the fan cast, that I felt extremely elite this over the... Well, actually, this past week. It's been going on for the last month. My roommate's Xbox actually died on him. But it wasn't a red ring. It was actually his DVD, the drive, actually just died, right? It's been out of warranty. He didn't want to pay the $100 or whatever it was. So we had this genius idea to take it apart, right? Like all Lee Taxor style, and to pull out the drive and then buy a new drive off eBay or something and replace it and it all work. And then, you know, we'd be awesome. The shipping took a while and stuff like that. In the end, it came this week and we replaced it. I actually had to open up the drive and change out the chips and stuff like that. And it works. It works. So I feel like one of those like elite hacks or people like that can mod Xboxes and stuff, even though it's just replacing a drive. So I was really excited about that.
I had the polar opposite experience of that. When my Xbox red ringed before Christmas, before the holidays, we came up with a brilliant idea to buy a secondhand red ringed console off eBay.
God.
And try and fix it while the other one is away, so I would still have a console to play while the Xbox is getting repaired.
Okay.
So we've got this red ringed Xbox. We fix the red ring and go turn it on. It works everything. Open the disk drive, put the disk in, close the drive. Comes up with that white screen with all the different types of languages, and it says please insert this game disc into an Xbox 360 console. Even though it is an Xbox 360 console, it thinks it's in DVD mode.
Yeah.
So
wait, the so what was wrong with that new Xbox? Was the
my old Xbox was sent away and I bought the one I will call for this new is the pre-owned red ringed one.
I see. But you know, when you fixed it...
Yeah, I fixed the red ring, but not...
You fixed it by not replacing any hardware or anything. You just, kicked it a couple times, or what?
No, we...
That's what I do.
Like, we took out the heatsink and everything, applied, new paste and all that to it, cool it down a bit.
Paste?
Well, there's, this paste kind of stuff. I'm not really that, lead and stuff.
Some Crest, Some...
Yeah, I used glitter.
We put Marmite on there at one stage.
Ooh.
Line crossed. Shame.
Oh, shame. Oh, shame.
But you didn't replace the drive, the DVD drive, right?
No. Well, we replaced the laser in the DVD drive.
But... ah, that's going to be the problem right there.
But it didn't. No.
Shame.
So what'd
face.
You do with it? Well, yeah. It's currently a doorstop. It really is a doorstop.
Very nice.
What you should do is make one of those videos where you, like, guys like totally like trash it. Like run it over with your car and like throw it off a building.
Or make
throw it off a building onto a car.
That's on fire. Yeah.
This sounds
filled
more
with
like
peace.
This sounds more like the sequel to Transformers by the minute.
Which I am looking forward to, by the way.
Actually, during the Super Bowl. During the Super
Bowl. Really? That's when the trailer's going to?
Ooh.
Damn.
It might be worth staying up.
I'm a huge fan of the Shia.
Have you seen, I think there's one beer, I can't remember which one it is, but they're doing instead of one 30-second commercial, they're doing 31-second commercials. So all these commercials are just like, hi, beep, that's it.
It's a beer, isn't it? Like Miller High Life or something?
I think it is, yeah. And then
it's the 1 second ad.
Oh. Yeah. And then I know this isn't exactly big TV over there. Well, it is big, but no one really likes it. But I subscribe to the Attack of the Show podcast, video podcast. Mm-hmm. And they were taking the mick out of that. And that was rather hilarious. End of story.
AOTS is like actually pretty good.
Yeah, I like them every now and then. I used to watch them quite frequently. Now I'm just like, there's nothing else. I'll go ahead and put on Attack of the Show.
I like Kevin Pereira. He's a pimp.
I liked him when he had longer hair. I don't like him now that he has like this buzz cut.
Well, that was because she shaved it off.
I know, but he's had it for like a long time. He keeps it like that now.
Yeah, it doesn't really accentuate his face, does it, at all?
No. It doesn't.
This has gone way off topic.
Anyway.
I hope you read the show order. It was...
how long?
Intro. Okay. And then, what are we up to? Ask customer questions.
No, random I thought stuff. we went past that already, and we're at random topic.
Yeah, we went on to random topics.
And now we end it right here.
Yes, we'll cut it right now. That's it. That's it. The show's finished. You can go home now.
Okay. Thanks.
No one has any more questions for Dustin? Nobody.
Is love? Baby, don't hurt me. No more. No, doesn't matter. Don't matter.
Okay.
My heart is already broken.
Sorry. You're invited to Minnesota, though, remember?
Hey, yeah. You just healed my heart.
Home of heart.
No, all I have to do is...
And Ollie's now being followed on Twitter. See, everyone's happy now, see?
I'm not happy.
Oh, what do you need, Patrick?
A hug?
I make it come true.
A hug.
Okay, that's kind of...
Psst. Have you got a secret access link to the new joystick? That could make us all happy. Winkity, wink, wink. Nudgety, nudge, nudge.
Oh. Or, what are the secret games that Zav and Richard are
playing? They're under NDH.
One's more amazing than the other. I know that.
I thought you were about to tell us. I was like, oh...
No. Richard's playing it's an exciting game, of course. It's good. It's good times.
Is it a big game or is it just a mediocre game?
No, it's good times. It's big times. It's good times.
Ooh.
Big good times.
Big good times.
Have you purchased any community games?
I've not purchased, no. I've played, but just I don't know. It's hard for me. I like achievements, you know, and I guess when buying content, like even XBLA games and stuff, part of that purchase to me is the achievements for some reason. I don't know why. So it's hard. It'd have to be a pretty amazing game on Community Games for me to purchase it. But there is some good stuff out there. You know, like the Fireplace. That almost got me up. I almost threw down my 400 for that. No, I didn't.
Have you seen that one that's called In the Pit? Oh, the Dark Pit.
Oh, I saw that. I actually tried it out.
Yeah, I...
I didn't have surround sound, though.
Yeah, same here. I was just like, which way? All I hear is breathing.
Yeah, you know, they limited their audience a whole lot with that, because not an extreme amount of people have surround sound.
Or can put up with a black screen for that long.
That's true. It looked interesting. I also downloaded, but yet also do not have surround sound. But I did buy a community game last night, actually.
What would that be?
Carnival Showdown.
Oh, I had not tried that.
I think they said it like had some award or something, or it was like one of the higher ranked ones out of all the community games. So I tried it, and like you have like this dummy guy. He's kind of ragdoll, but you can also kind of control him a little. And you have these little grabbers, and you got to throw them up. You got the grabber like rotates in a circle, and you got to like let go of the. You got to let him go so he flies up to the next grabber, and in between you're popping all these balloons, and like. There's like you earn these stars for like five different things. There's beating it within the time, hitting all the balloons, getting the secret star, having a perfect run, and then beating the level.
I see.
Is
there carnies in the game?
Yes, but not any of the cool carnies.
Oh, not like the woman with the beard. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or the cat woman. Mm. Yeah.
The two-headed snake.
Ew.
Yeah, what was it?
Misconstrued, as I like to do.
What was it say? Yeah, the one last thing before we kind of wrap this up. I think we should start wrapping up in a minute, but I have cravings.
No one cares what you think, Richard.
Screw you.
I care what you think.
I have cravings.
And we've reached the end.
I've got cravings for Mass Effect.
What? How does that work?
I don't know. I just want to play it again.
Okay.
I kind of played the extension pack, which was like the one with the aliens with six eyes and looked like dog turds. And then... then I kind of like dropped off, but... Now, like this morning, I was clearing out some of the videos off my hard drive, trying to make some free space. And one of them was that Psy versus Phi, where it was on about Mass Effect. And just seeing that again, I really want to create my own Oprah Shepherd.
I see.
That's cool.
Also, in lieu of Project Oprah.
maybe you. Miss riding in elevators or something like that. Maybe you just...
Now the elevators are severely reduced now to the thanks to the NXE install.
If you install it,
you have to install.
So what, does the elevator like move faster or
it just
hyper speed? He don't know. He's just trying to. What is it? What's that sound?
Really? What?
Who's listening to Pussycat Dolls?
That would be Patrick.
Is that the game you were talking about, Richard? Your boogie games?
I think we should finish this now before we severely go downhill if we haven't already.
Gotcha.
Alrighty. Well, let's say goodbye in 3, 2, 1. Goodbye.
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 That was for Holly.
I don't like to say goodbye.
What?
You didn't say goodbye.
I'm going to shoot you. I did too. I'm going to shoot you in the ass.
Interesting. It's an interesting threat. Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I have to get to work now.